Rumor has it.
A lot of speculation.
Something has happened.
I know nothing at all.
I heard a rumor.
Well, it's a rumor, isn't it?
Triple M Breakfast. Rumor file.
Well, something has happened, Marto and Dan, because there's always something happening in the world of TV. We obviously saw the Logies over the weekend as well. But Joey...
Oh, Logies! I know, was that good?
I know,
Australian
if anyone...
television's night of night.
If anyone is desperate to hear about the Logies, we are going to be wrapping it up a little bit later in the show.
Oh, geez, are we?
Joey, who works in production at Channel 10, has let us know of a change to their morning lineup. Because, of course, you know that there's Studio 10 with Sarah Harris... and Bo Ryan, former NRL player.
No, I don't know any of that because...
Denise Drysdale.
I'm not one of the three Australians who watches Studio 10.
Well...
Does it run for like 6 hours?
I'm not sure.
But I think Stevie Jacobs, the old Today Show weatherman, is having a punt at whatever the Channel 10 thing is. So Studio, well, I think he's on there as well.
So are you telling me before Studio 10, before, which runs most of the day,
yes,
there's a little show on?
Well, I'm about to tell you, yes. Channel 10 are going to launch a new half-hour breakfast show that will air before Studio 10.
Half hour.
It's going to be hosted out of Sydney and Melbourne and is set to feature live crosses, interviews, sports and weather.
It's the only, half hour.
It's the only breakfast show that goes for less time than it takes you to actually eat breakfast.
The breakfast slot has been a ratings disaster for Channel 10. Man. The 10 execs are hoping that the new half-hour bulletin will give Studio 10 a good ratings lead-in.
Good luck to you. Do you know what's on Channel 10 in the mornings? I'm just looking
at it. What is?
At 7 o'clock, Judge Judy gets a run.
Oh, I love Judge Judy.
Bold and Beautiful at 7:30.
And
it's at Studio 10 at 8 until 12. So it's a four-hour show.
Now, who was the Kiwi bloke who had a tilt? Paul Henry? Was that his name? Remember a Kiwi bloke hosted
Wasn't there
an
Irish guy too in there?
None
Scottish
of it was good.
Irish, yeah.
Good on you. Oh, well.
I do love Sarah Harris though. So.
If anyone doesn't know what's going on in the ratings for Breakfast TV, can you just, it's Koshy and Sunrise first.
ABC
second, and then Big Carl
Today
coming
show.
Third.
Yeah. I mean, Weekend Today does very, very well, though, of course.
Well, that's because you're the weather guy.
Oh, that's right.
Sort of give it a plug.
Here's a rumour. Josh from Paddington, founding member of the Hoodoo Gurus Brisbane fan group, is there for privet information that normal people aren't.
Oh, my gosh.
He has shared with us a story about the Gurus, their music being played by Ukrainian soldiers over there in Ukraine. The story's been shared by band member Dave Faulkner, who said that the band is touched to know their music is making a difference to the people of Ukraine. In the private and exclusive post that Josh has shared with us, Dave Faulkner, has also hinted at some new music for the Gurus, inspired by the bravery of the Ukrainian soldiers.
Is what's my scene, just clarification, that they say war. That's what our scene is.
Our scene is war. Yeah,
shouldn't they be playing that song? War. What is it good for?
Edward Starr.
Absolutely nothing.
We might send you to Ukraine to sort all this out. Is that all right?
Yeah, forget Bono. Put Margot in the subways to sing.
Tell Vladimir Putin if you don't stop this, Margot will continue singing.
She'll sing and sing. And we all saw the Logies down the Gold Coast Sunday night. The deal has now expired. There was a 3-year deal to host the Logies, but a snitch in the Premier's office, they won't be happy with that, shot us a message to say the state government and Gold Coast City Council are working on a plan to keep the Logies on the glitter strip.
So television's night of nights.
What would we do without it? If we lose the Logies, Queensland will fold.
Well, most of the reality stars live on the Gold Coast anyway, so it's nice and easy for them to get to.
Save money on flights.
Yeah, yes. What about this one? A couple of weeks ago, we told you that Ray Rabs Warren would be hanging up his football commentary boots.
We had a lovely interview with
him. We spoke to him, and he's such a beautiful man. He said, no, it's time for me. I'm done. I've got nothing to prove. 99 Origins, he's called. Well, it turns out, Ray Warren, we won't be hearing him on our screens come Origin night, but you might be hearing him today if you tune in to Bluey, you know, the kids' cartoon.
Goes for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Bluey on ABC Today. I hear a rumour that Ray Warren will be featuring in the State of Origin episode that they're airing.
What?
Where,
there's a State of Origin
Bluey and her family, Chili and Bandit and whatever else their names are, will be sitting down to watch the State of Origin as a family.
And Rabsy calling it.
And Rabsy will be featuring in the show.
Brilliant that it's a Brisbane show, but unfortunate around Origin time that it's called Bluey.
Yeah, anyway, huge around the world, that show. That's great.
It is. Well, it's the reason that who's coming to Australia? Just Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Billy Joel's coming. Two young kids love Bluey.
There you go.
We should talk to that guy. He's a Brizzy dad. We should have him on the show.
Yeah. As you can see, scenes of Brisbane in the show.
In the show. Gentlemen, I would like to confirm a rumour that we told you just over a month now. This is what happened.
Hey, listen, I'll give you another one. You know how many reality shows are on at the moment? They're here, there, everywhere. And a reliable source, that's all I can say. I can't tell you who it is, has ticked us off about the winner of one of them.
Oh.
Former NRL star who's got a good step will walk away as the winner of the show that he's currently appearing on.
Oh, SAS.
Bang. When do you reckon that was? I'll tell you what, it was paying $3 at the time too.
Wasn't paying a lot.
No, but that's still, so no. Somebody else knew that we were about
it. I think at the time there was also max bets of $20.
You could only put 20 on it.
Well, last night it came true.
Benji, I'm delighted to say that you are the winner of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, Bingy.
Bingy Brie.
Bingy our Marshall favourite Brie Wee. Bingy Marshall. He was announced the winner of Celebrity Apprentice last night. And I believe he's going to be joining us a little bit later on the show.
Not even that much later, mate. Well, let's get him on in 10 minutes' time.
No, no. Hey, listen, here at Triple M, we're privy to news, a lot of news before anybody else. We may get in trouble for this one. The boss isn't in yet, so we'll see how we go. We've revealed here on the Rumour File, Guns N' Roses are coming to Australia. Yeah. The Offspring, Kiss.
Yeah. That's
right.
A lot of trumours.
We can tell you that this band trumps all of them.
Oh, what? There's another one coming.
Can't say too much. Due to legalities, we can't reveal the band just yet. But what we can tell you is that we're expecting announcement in the coming days.
Huge.
And when announced, you can guarantee that Triple M will have tickets to give away. And I'll say... Truma.
Can you give me, is it an Australian band, American band, European, German?
American.
All-time biggest ever band.
Interesting one about used cars. It comes from a used car salesman, Dan, who works for one of the biggest yards in Brisbane. Impending price rise as if used cars weren't already expensive enough after the pandemic and the global everything. We've spoken about it on the show. Everyone coming back from overseas. There's not enough cars around. But another impending rise on used cars, okay? Dan's told us the federal government is introducing new safety laws, which means all electronic keys have to be retested to make sure that they meet new safety standards before they're sold. Is that clear with everyone?
Yes.
The problem is, if anyone's ever had to get a new key cut...
Yeah, they're expensive.
A few hundred dollars. Some of them are up to $700. Yeah. So you multiply that by 100 or 200 cars in a used car lot, it adds up to a lot. And these car costs are going to have to be made up somewhere by the consumer.
So nothing to do with manufacturing costs and everything to do with just profit margin.
Just this safety, these new safety measures.
Incredible. How many people have two cars and a treadley, a bike... and are thinking of selling one of their cars and go, I'll just ride the bike for a few months because used cars, I'm talking about myself is what I'm talking about.
Well, it's a bloody good idea. You and I both know
the girl in the office was telling us she paid $20,000 more for a used car than the retail value of the actual car she bought if she had bought it new.
It's a real
ridiculous
thing.
You can't get
your bike,
though.
Team.
Well, Dan's in the running for $1,000 and so is David because David's told us he's an earth worker whose company has just been commissioned to work on a new housing development out at the Redlands, out Bayside, my way. Dave has tipped us off that the redevelopment is being touted as a potential housing site for athletes in the Brisbane Olympics, with the properties to be sold after the games.
Let's try it. If anyone knows anything further about any of these rumours, give us a yell.
Athletes Village.
The water course for the canoeing and all that sort of, the slalom canoeing and all that, that's being built down there, but I didn't know about this housing.
Yeah, well, they're doing a housing development that will house the athletes and then from there will be sold as to residents.
What they did on the Gold Coast for the Comm Games. It's now student housing, I think, around
Is
there.
Is that all those colourful buildings near the hospital?
That's it.
I always wonder who lives in
there. I thought they were putting the Athletes Village near the Gateway Bridge at Is it Portside there, north of Hamilton, east of Hamilton?
That might be the Athletes Village. This might just be housing for athletes.
Something. Yeah, put it near the port. Easy for the athletes to come over here under the guise of competing and staying and not leaving to get their families
like
over
the
afterwards.
Nigerian like, weightlifters or boxers.
We've still not found them yet.
Oh, they're somewhere.
About 11
Sydney
or 12 of them loose.
Yeah, I think they're at Bond Uni.
Good times.
What do you call it? Yeah, how we do trumours when our rumours become true.
Truma.
What? No, I've got one that's false.
Oh,
a frumour. Frumer?
A tumour.
All right, let's call it a tumour. You know that one we did about used cars are going to go up in price because you've got to get new keys for safety reasons, yeah. And they reckon new cars will be going up in price by $400 to $600 and stuff? Remember that one? Okay, here's a mate of mine, and he's very, well, there's no one better connected in the used car industry. You ready? That key story, mate, isn't quite correct. Only impact will be if I order a new key from 1st of July for a car, that key will need a warning sticker attached. Existing keys are fine. So if you're already, until it's happening after June 30, so don't panic that story. And he said, don't give that bloke $1,000.
All right. So that's a tumour on this segment. It's a tumour. We've got to cut it out.
Yep.
Not a tumour. Well, here's a tumour for you. Last week we told you that Ray Warren was going to appear on an episode of Bluey. It was going to be a State of Origin.
Chat it up.
Episode of Bluey where the families were going to be watching State of Origin. Well, last night it went to air.
This episode of Bluey is called The Decider.
There's the kickoff. Come on,
boys. Is there any food?
I got some beef jerky. Here's and this pizza's cut up at half time.
And Bucko is hit hard.
I can't see Mark.
That's great Ray Warren, icon of rugby league and the NRL commentary.
What
combined with our
jerky?
Favourite iconic Brisbane based Bluey?
What about they called it the Decider?
The Decider.
That is so,
so cool.
Well done, everybody.
Yeah,
follow up rumour to the Bluey situation. Yeah. Billy Joel obviously recently threw a Bluey themed party for his 6 year old daughter. He's coming to Australia at the end of the year for a one off show. So I'm going to say, this is my own rumour right now before anyone else, that Billy Joel will appear on a Christmas-themed episode of Bluey.
Hold on. You're making that. That's just BS.
I'm making it up.
That's just...
but that's my rumour.
Okay.
I'm starting a rumour.
Okay.
That's how they start. Because we just talk a bit of rubbish and a bit of nonsense, and sometimes it comes true.
He's got a 6 and a 4 year old, Billy Joel. How old is Billy Joel? What's he doing?
Too old to have a 6 and a 4 year old.
He'd be the oldest bloke at the tuck shop.
How old is his wife? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, 26.
Too young.
Yesterday, we heard from Dan, who told us about a new development in the Redlands. Remember that one that said they're going to house the Olympic
athletes
down the road?
Yes.
Well, after that went to air, Raymond. Hello, Ray.
Raymond
called us and let us know that he's just put the septic tanks in at Sky Point in Newstead, which will also be used to house Olympic athletes.
As well. Jeez, there's going to be a lot of them here.
There's a lot of people just throwing things up, but that's how rumours start.
All right.
Don't they?
Yes.
Oh, you heard the one about Munster?
No, may not.
Got a couple.
I think there's a couple floating around.
Yeah, well, it's... if they become true, you get $1,000 cash.
I would love somebody to confirm that.
Oh, my God.
Let's find out if that's a rumour or a trumour.
I'd like someone to go to a political press conference and ask the question.
Maybe that could be a good idea for you, Marto.
Oh, you're so true.
She's already offside with you.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, I mean...
Hey, 1-3-3-5-3, if you've got a rumour, give us a call. If it becomes a trumour, we'll give you $1,000.